Entering the Dialogues.
While listening to the dialogues, please understand that there is no essential difference between what I do as a facilitator and what a person doing the work alone does. The process of going inside to find your own truth is the same whether you're sitting with me, with another facilitator, or by yourself. You are the teacher and healer you've been waiting for. I have discovered that in every language and in every country I have visited, there are no new stories. They're all recycled. The same stressful thoughts arise in each mind one way or another, sooner or later. That's why anyone's work can be your work also. These dialogues are edited workshop recordings of real people doing the work. At a typical event, several participants volunteer to sit with me one by one in front of the audience and read what they have written on their Judge Your Neighbor worksheet. Then they are guided through the four questions and the turnaround. You'll notice that I don't always ask the four questions in the same way. For example, as a variation of question 3, how do you react when you think that thought? I might ask, what do you get when you think that thought? How do you live? How does it feel inside? Sometimes I also ask 2 follow-ups to the 3rd question. Can you see a reason to drop that thought? And can you find 1 stress-free reason to keep the thought? At times I may skip questions, change the usual order, or jump directly to the turnaround. When I feel it's appropriate, I'll try to help someone find the story that is the real cause of their suffering and that may be hidden from their awareness. This may involve looking more deeply at the original statement to find the statement behind it. I may shift the inquiry from the written statement to a painful statement that they've just spontaneously made. Even though the usual order of the questions works well, you can start with any of them. Just 1 of these questions can set you free if you inquire deeply from within. After you do the work for a while, the questions will become internalized. But until this happens, ask all 4 questions and the turnaround in the suggested order. Sometimes I'll share my own answer to a question or I'll share a personal story. Please understand that I'm speaking from my own experience and that my answers are not intended as advice on how you should live. The work does not condone any harmful action. To hear it as justifying anything that is less than kind is to misinterpret it. If you hear anything that sounds cold, uncaring, unloving, or unkind, I invite you to be gentle with it. Breathe through it. Feel and experience what arises in you. Go inside yourself and answer the 4 questions. Experience inquiry for yourself. Listen to these dialogues as if they were your own. Get as emotionally involved and as close to them as you can. Discover where and when you have experienced what you're hearing. If you can't relate to one of the following examples, try substituting someone who is significant in your life. For example, if the participant's issue is with a friend and you substitute your parent or partner, you may find that their work turned out to be your work. We think we are doing the work on people, but actually we're working on our thoughts about people. You can write an entire worksheet on your mother, for example, and later notice that your relationship with your daughter has dramatically improved. You might find you were attached to the very same thoughts about her. If you go in and find your own answers as you listen, the work will reveal itself to be much deeper than any philosophy or theory. It's a meditation that can bring you awareness of the freedom that waits inside. It's a true homecoming.